There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour on a Tuesday, brought to you by Mark Spain. Almost said Mark Andrews Real Estate. We're going to talk about Mark Andrews in just a minute. Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle, just a couple minutes. We'll probably do two NFL No Huddles. Maybe we'll get back into the college football national championship. A lot of football over the next 45 minutes. At 12:40, Justin Thomas going to join the show. Second place finish over the weekend at the American Express Championship, won like $1 million, and makes his debut as an Atlanta athlete tonight.
Yeah, man.
He's a member of the Atlanta Drive, and they play tonight in TGL, so he's now one of ours. He's our guy. He plays for Atlanta.
Okay.
He's like, it's like, you know, who's the Mount Rushmore of Atlanta superstars right now?
He's not on it.
Justin Thomas, probably. Patrick Cantlay, okay. Billy Horschel, and then someone else.
Trae Young.
And Trae Young.
Okay.
That's it.
yeah, man. Are he coming off a fresh
Who is on it?
Coming up.
Wait, Trae.
To my right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, Trae.
Bijan.
Okay, but Trae Bijan, Ronald Acuna.
Is he? I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
By soup, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Hopefully,
yeah. We gotta,
we just got to be healthy.
Yeah.
And then Justin Thomas.
I'm not gonna go that far. I can't put Justin Thomas in over.
No, I know. Neither can I. But it is. They are called Atlanta Drive. Obviously, it all happens down in Florida and all that. But that is something I want to ask you about. Like, you guys are called the Atlanta Drive. Like, what about it? Is Atlanta? Like, how are we? What are we doing?
You're stoked, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I'm stoked and pumped.
Yeah, stoked and pumped. Can't wait. To talk to this guy.
Well, actually, I'm really excited to talk to Justin Thomas.
I know.
Justin Thomas is awesome.
But it's funny because when we got the text last night from Abe, I was like, oh, man, Andy's going to love this right here, boy. Talk to Justin because I know I like Justin Thomas.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But I knew you were going to be like, yes.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know what was going to happen. We found out we got the interviews, whatever. I thought we were going to have like the guy who cleans the golf balls or something.
Well, that'd be fine, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's a part of the team, Randy.
Nah.
Everybody's important.
No, man, have you seen this video of the Atlanta Airport? I'm like, what did you expect? First of all, it's Atlanta Airport. It's coming off of a holiday weekend. And the National Championship, which game is here.
Yeah
it's going to be like that.
Plus mix in some funky weather.
Yeah.
Not just here, but all over the country.
It's going to be like that.
I know, but it's tough to just be like, well, you should have expected the biggest airport around to suck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's where the expectation level is.
Yeah, man, I mean, it's hot in there, too.
Well, yeah, like probably.
Yeah.
Better than being outside, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got the heat on and all them people in there, too.
The other thing is, and I think this is the thing that this is what surprises people, is some of the interactions you might have at the Atlanta airport are just maybe aren't ready for that.
Oh, like, yeah.
You might be from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Traveling to or wherever you might be going to and all that kind of stuff.
Put your laptops and your jackets in separate bins.
Yeah. And like, you know, maybe you had the audacity to ask a question to somebody who works at the airport. Or maybe you like accidentally looked at them the wrong way.
Sir, you got to take that scarf off. No, 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 no. Put it in the other bin. Give it here. Let me show you what you do.
Because that's the part of it that I think surprises people. it's like going to Waffle House. You know what I mean? Like, somebody might get in a fight.
Yeah.
And but you just have to be ready for that.
Yeah. But you know, I thought about this bump when we were coming in. Think about the listeners and everything and how much we love them. And, you know, we have the loyal ones and everything. We put Mo on punishment, right?
Yeah.
Mo ain't called back since, right?
Well.
But I think this ain't got nothing to do with us.
Okay.
I think it's his lady.
I think that's right.
I think that's what she said. She said, you can't call back no more.
At least for a while.
No.
He'll call back.
No, he won't.
You don't think so?
He gonna sneak.
Nah, he'll call back.
He gonna sneak.
I do think that she was on board with our restriction.
Oh, no doubt.
She was like, yeah, you need to think about it before you do that again. You can't just call in there and say any old thing.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live to who knows how many people.
Yeah, man.
Dozens and dozens of people heard what he said.
I think she told him he can't come back.
But I think you don't think he'll ever call back? Mm-mm. All right. Mm-mm. I bet he calls back today.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I bet it's perfect.
No, Mo whipped, man. Mo whipped. He is.
Jeez, now you're daring him. Like, you're basically.
See,
like,
I am. I dared him. I want you to call. Just so she could look at you that look.
Yeah, like now, like if she said don't call back, if that is what was said, right? In real
life. Be a man, Mo.
And now you're on here doing this.
Man up, Mo.
If she said don't call back, do not let Randy. Talk you into whatever he's doing right now. Don't let him mind trick you into calling into the radio station.
With your chest,
because
sit beside him.
If my listening skills were correct, which I'm pretty sure they are, she's your fiance.
Yeah, hey.
So there's nothing written down anywhere yet.
Hey, Mo. She ain't gonna leave you, Mo. Not for that. Call back, Mo. Don't be scared.
Good Lord. Good Lord. Don't not. Just like we always say with your job, like, you can't work here. We're not marrying you.
No.
So don't get not married because of us, okay? We love it, but I mean, we love you. Not like that. Not till death do us part. You know what I mean?
Don't be scared, dog.
Don't be scared. Just be smart.
Yeah.
Okay? That's my whole life motto.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Just be smart. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, but there's no way we're going to be able to get to all of these in 7 minutes, so we'll do our best, and then we'll get back to more in the what?
No, that's what I was trying to do. Stretch it to the next one.
Oh yeah. No, that's good. We'll go back to back. It's all good. Let's just go in chronological order. The Chiefs advance, as they always do.
Yep.
I mean, it's the Patrick Mahomes Invitational. He's literally been in the AFC Championship game every year. He's been a starter.
Crazy.
Which I think we do get. I don't think fatigue is what. Who was it that said that last week that we played it?
Oh God. Who was that? He was on when he was retiring. I think it was on Rich Eisen.
Whoever
show.
It was, like they're talking about people wanting him to lose. I think you get numb to it. I think people have a little bit gotten numb to how great they are and how ridiculous it is that they just do this every
Chris
single
Collinsworth.
Year. Collinsworth. Yeah. He said Chiefs fatigue, as in like people are kind of tired of seeing him win. Maybe. I'm not. I enjoy watching them play. They're great. If you want them to stop winning, then beat them.
Yep.
But I do think when guys like Mahomes and others that are in that pantheon do this kind of stuff, like, Don't let it like get normal to you. The fact that he's in the AFC Championship game every single year he's been a starter, and this is his seventh season, is one of the stupidest stats in the history of the league.
Yeah, man,
like,
I think
it's insane.
Yeah, but that's why I was talking about, you know, 87's a big game player. Travis Kelce had a week to rest and everything like that. When I dare was who he is, always damn open, making the big plays for them. Pat flopping ass Mahomes on the sideline. We called it, and he did it three times.
That part of it.
He did three.
Really?
Now that was crap.
It's crap.
The freaking roughing the passer on Will Anderson was crap.
Yep.
They had two crap calls, and then you're like, come
on,
man.
That's why what I said on Friday was, if they're gonna call it, make it count.
Yep. Knock his ass
out.
Hit him,
because none of those hits were even all that bad.
No.
Clean his ass out, man. They're gonna call it if you breathe on it.
Yeah, man. But I thought, you know, defensively, the Chiefs, I mean, they ramped up the pressure on CJ. They really, really did. Sacked him like 9 damn times, hit him maybe 6 or 7 other times. And that was the one thing coming in. And I thought Andy Reid and, you know, whoever called him, Nat Nagy, whoever is the offensive coordinator, did a great job on that left side helping out. I thought, Will Anderson just kept getting loose. But they didn't let, you know, just a straight rush beat them. Most of them were games and everything like that, the twists and things that beat them up front. But I thought they did an excellent job doing that. And Pat Mahomes just does what Pat Mahomes does, man. That's what the Chiefs do. And now they're in a situation where you got an old nemesis coming into town. Who I don't think Buffalo can beat the Chiefs.
I don't know.
I don't think the Buffalo can beat
them. I don't know if they can or not. Obviously, we're going to find out. I think the Chiefs are obviously, I mean, they're incredible.
They just know how to win.
They know how
to win these games.
They do. I think Buffalo's really good, too, although Buffalo very easily could have lost on Sunday night.
Yes.
They didn't. We'll get there. To me, the surprise of the weekend was what happened to Detroit. Like, they did it to themselves,
yep.
And that sucks.
Yep.
Like, they got way too cute, and
yep.
you can't, man. That's who they are, though.
But
like,
that's the thing about
they
it
They love
is.
Running all that tricky, cutesy stuff, but you can't turn the ball over like that and expect to win a playoff
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I mean, you go back, there's no way in the hell Washington should have been in this football game. But then you look at, you know, the injuries, did they catch up with them? I don't know. I just think those turnovers.
When
damn
you give them that many possessions, they're going to score.
They're going to score. Yeah. And Jaden Daniels is just absolutely phenomenal. Great play by Scary Terry. I mean, they just make the big play and make the plays at the right time. And they were able to go in Detroit, and I know that place was rocking. It was crazy. First, I mean, number one overall seed, blah, blah. And they went up there and give Dan Quinn and his team credit. They went in there and they took it to Detroit.
Yeah.
They really, really did. And, again, they picked them off enough. They cashed in the red zone when they needed to. Talk about Washington. And this young boy is just, you know, another critical third down. What does he do? He runs for it.
Yeah, he runs for it.
He runs for it.
He picks up the yards.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the positive side of it, which is, like, Jaden Daniels is having one of the great rookie seasons you've ever seen
yes.
in the NFL. He's got ice water in his veins. He just makes the right play when it's time to make the right play. But Detroit gave them
yes.
the opportunities to make those
they
plays.
They could turn their ball
if
over.
If they would have just handed the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs 30 times, they would have won that game by 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
Dude, Jahmyr Gibbs was unbelievable in that game.
Again, cute. Again, you're cute. When you're cute when ugly is just required.
Ugly was winning.
Yes.
And ugly wasn't even ugly.
I don't even want to say ugly. She aight.
It was just effective.
Yeah.
It was effective.
Nice personality.
Like sound, solid football strategy
yes.
was working.
Yes.
And then it was like, all right, let's let Jameson Williams throw the ball off his back foot. Like, come on.
I mean, he did.
What
come
are we
back,
doing?
He did come back and make a hell of a play, though. But still, that's
right.
what I'm saying. Like,
why are you letting your wide receiver throw the ball in the fourth quarter of a tie game?
I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, did y'all coach him if it's not there to run?
I mean, I would have to think.
Run.
Throw it away at the
throw
very
it away. Throw it away.
Don't throw it to them.
Don't
force it, man. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. But this is the problem with them having their identity be that,
mm-hmm.
right?
But see,
like, we're
the
ultimate gamblers. We live on the razor's edge. We always get away with it. That's who we are. It's like, all right, well, when it doesn't work, it's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, and that's why when you talk about, you know, Ben Johnson getting the job in Chicago as their new head coach, it's like, well, you can't be solely successful on doing those type of things, which they don't. They do a lot
of
just regular stuff.
Of course.
And, you know Detroit's going to lose both of their coordinators and everything. Detroit is built the right way. And I'm talking about personnel-wise. They're going to be fine. They got to find some guys to get in. Obviously, so there's probably somebody on staff that Dan's comfortable with. But they're built the right way. They're built inside out. They got a tremendous offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Runners, speed on the outside, vets and quarterback. When Aiden Hutchinson gets back, I mean, Detroit's going to be fine.
I mean,
this is their window because the two quarters leave. No, they're built the right way.
They are, but then at the same time, like, this is also who they are too,
yeah.
right? Like, they're built the right way, but are they run the right way?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I think they are.
Well, then why do they keep doing stuff like
because
this?
Because sometimes when you turn the ball over,
yeah.
like, Jameson, that was a bad play. They turned the ball over 4 other times.
That's true. But
you
some
know?
Of it was on, like, little dipsy-dee
yeah,
cutie
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
Like, it's okay to win a playoff game just by being tougher.
Dan Campbell's got to go like, hey.
Well, that's what I mean.
Ben, stop that blank.
Or maybe Dan loves it.
I don't know.
You know
I know
mean?
He likes going fourth down, so
like,
he might.
That's my thing, is, like, they're built wonderfully. Like, exactly how you would want a team to be built roster-wise. But they just, they got to iron out. They got to get a little more conservative, you know?
I agree.
It's okay to do the things that people have always done. You don't have to reinvent the wheel every single game. Maybe they learned that one. Maybe they learned it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a second round of an NFL No Huddle. Rams, Eagles, Ravens, Bills, the game's on Sunday. Some of the head coaching hires that were made as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NFL No Huddle number 2 here on a Tuesday afternoon as we react to what was just an action-packed football weekend. 2 playoff football games in the NFL on Saturday, 2 games on Sunday. We'll talk about both of those in just a minute. Some of the head coaching hires as well. Also, the Falcons got their man at defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich.
Yeah, man.
We recognize him from before. he had been here, right?
Yes.
Was on the coaching staff. And then he went to New York for a while, and now he's back.
Yeah, man.
So, welcome back, Jeff.
Ain't nothing like being in the South, man.
Nothing like coming home.
Yeah,
man. Like, who says you can't go home?
Like, ain't nothing like being in the South. The South.
Doesn't feel like the South right now.
No, it doesn't. It's chilly,
like
man.
Damn,
so
Northeast.
If you guys are out there, man, and it looks like, and I'm not going to say that phrase, it looks like it's going to be some bad weather. Not, it's going to be some weather coming in. Duh. It's weather.
Right.
It's always weather. Yeah. It's always weather.
Looks
yeah.
like it's going to be some bad weather.
It looks like it's going to be some bad weather. So, yeah, y'all just stay safe and everything like that if you're going to be out there, man.
Looks like, I don't know. It looks like it might miss us a little bit. It might go south of us.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I hope it does. I'll be honest. Like, the one time was cool.
I'm with you.
I'm good.
I'm so with you.
We just saw pictures of snow on Bourbon Street.
Yes.
In New Orleans.
Right on the street. The street.
Did that ever happen?
The strip in Galveston.
I never seen that before. You ever seen that, Bo?
It happens like once a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, oh, a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no kids.
Like, and then we're talking about snow. We're talking about accumulations of
and
snow.
It's too cold for the kids snow. To go to school today.
It was too cold to go today.
Yeah, it's too cold to go
and
to school today.
Probably going
to
snow, so it'll be too snowy tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just like, dude, that.
Being a teacher is really hard, so I'm not going to give anybody a hard time.
This guy.
But they're real quick to cancel stuff.
You should have seen this guy when he came in the house last. Hey, yo, Dad. You heard about the digital, huh? Yeah, man. You should have seen his little ass wake up this morning. Just like, I wish you would wake up every morning like this.
Right.
All right. Every other morning, you'd be making faces. Like I said, good morning, my dude. Like four times, you say, good morning. Now you came back. Hey, Dad, good morning. Yeah, that's how he came downstairs this morning.
Nothing makes him happier than not having to go to school.
Yes. Exactly. That's how he came back, Andy. Every morning. What up, my guy?
Is there any kid that's like the opposite of like they're so happy to go to school? And then when it gets canceled, they're bummed out that they have to.
I have never met one. Not none of mine.
No, I never met any of those kids either.
Not none of mine.
So here's what happened to us, because Cobb County schools all got canceled yesterday. And I thought that the pre-K program was completely tied to the Cobb County schools.
It usually is.
Every time they've ever had anything before, it's always been the same. I guess the pre-K wasn't canceled this morning.
Right.
And I found that out after I had already told her that pre-K was canceled.
Oh.
So I was like, that's canceled. Whatever. It's fine. You don't have to go.
Okay, we're so you didn't going. Take her.
No, because it was already like it already started.
Oh, okay.
We would have been late by like 20 minutes. Jack can't go for other reasons, which we don't need to get into. And it was just like, all right, we're just not go today.
Yeah.
Because like I had told her when she woke up, I was like, oh, no school today. She was so fired up, just like you're talking about. And then 20 minutes later, it's like, psych, get dressed. Go to school.
Yeah,
that would have been fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna mess with them today, though. Yeah, you gotta go to school tomorrow because they probably gonna cancel tomorrow. But yeah,
I'm sure they will.
Hey, Dad, good morning. How are you? Like, really?
Doing great.
I didn't have to come wake you up.
Which is the worst?
Yeah,
because
I didn't have to wake you up.
Yeah, I know. It's always how it is on the weekends. All right, let's start again. We're going in chronological order. We talked about the first two games on Saturday. Rams and the Eagles was a fun one, man. And it was.
Damn dogs, man.
Oh, yeah. No.
Damn Jalen Carter.
Well, including Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford had an awesome performance, too.
Goodness gracious.
And when they got the ball back and they were driving, I was like, I don't, they're going to do this. Like, but then Jalen Carter comes up with a huge play. They rushed him on fourth, so he had to get the ball
out
early.
What the hell was Kellen Moore doing on the one play with the bootleg with Hurts? He's hurt already.
Yeah.
He's handing the ball to Saquon.
I don't know.
Saquon is a hiccup from going 70 every time he touches the damn ball.
Every single play can be a touchdown.
Every single
time. It doesn't matter where he is on the field.
The ball, it could be a touchdown, man. Yep. And I thought, you know, Jalen, he did all right. He didn't throw the ball well, but he threw the ball well enough for them to win. He got hurt, though. I wonder how healthy he's going to be.
Yeah.
Because he had a big touchdown run in the game. But, yeah, I was with you. When I saw when Stafford got the ball last, I was like, uh-oh.
Here we go.
Here we go. Because they had – I mean – they hung around in there because I thought the Eagles were in control for the beginning part of the game, but they just let them back in with bad play call.
Yeah, when Saquon took that one, the second one to the house in the second half, I was like, all right, that's it. Like, there's nothing they can do. And then they go on that great drive and they score a touchdown. Stafford starts hitting passes down the field. Puka Nakua.
What a catch.
Yeah, what a player. What a catch. And then they got their stop, and it looked like they were going to be able to go down the field and do it again, but the Eagles defense stepped up when they needed to most, and like you said, it was pretty much all the Georgia guys.
Yes.
I mean, Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter were just an absolute two-man wrecking machine football game.
Yes, they were. I'll tell you who played his ass off in that game. Jared Verse was outstanding.
He was good. He had to be after all the blank.
After all the blank he talked. He damn sure backed it up because he was knocking the hell out of people.
He's a good player.
He is, dude. He's a really, really good player. Now, of course, I saw all that. He was there for the Falcons. Yeah, but
Yeah. Could have Jalen Carter and
Jalen Carter and Jared Verse. Could you imagine those two on this defense?
I can.
Yeah.
I can.
But you wouldn't have Bijan, and you wouldn't have your quarterback of the future.
That's true. I'm happy that they're here. Also. But boy, it'd be nice to have a defensive line that
with them two dudes?
Like just yeah. Because they're young.
And they're nasty.
They're mean.
They're mean. They're and good. They're nasty.
Yeah, they're just absolute terrors.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that'd be all right too. I don't know. Whatever. Build it your way. Build it your way, Terry.
Yeah. That, build it his way.
Because we told them to take those guys.
Yeah, sure did.
We told them. And again, this is nothing against any of the people that they took. I like these guys, yes. But I just wanted those guys more because, you know,
yeah.
Build from the trenches.
Yeah.
Build your trenches
Jalen
out.
Carter and Jared Verse.
Could have had them.
It's a nasty SD line.
It's a nasty
right
duo.
Yeah.
It's a nasty duo.
Yeah, well.
Right there. You know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then there was the game of the weekend, and it lived up to it, man. Like, just a fun performance from a lot of players involved. Lamar had a rough first half, and I was like, oh, man, yeah. Like, this is – that damn Lamar narrative is popping up again. Yep. He was phenomenal in the second
he
half.
Was.
Just played incredible football in the second half. And, you know, the guy you trust more than probably any other guy to catch a pass in a big moment had two really bad moments in the second half of that game, and Mark Andrews and – great. I would have never in a million years expected that to be how the game ended, and that's how it ended.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, the second half they got Derrick Henry going too.
Like, yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, let's get this run game going because, you know, they were mashing out. Now, I thought the Buffalo Bills did a great job of slanting and doing things up front that was giving Baltimore problems. Obviously, Lamar on the pass, I don't know, like, Lamar was throwing it high angle. The receiver broke it low angle.
You're talking about the pick?
Yes. Yeah. To me, it looked like it was he's supposed to be a high angle throw. But anyways, Lamar took the blame for it, rightfully so. And then obviously the fumble of other things, because there's so many little things I won't even get into it about that. But yeah, Lamar can't have the two turnovers. Josh didn't throw the ball extremely well or nothing like that. He ran the ball hard, but I thought they got the run game. Buffalo was able to run it just enough. But yeah, you give Baltimore, they were there. And then you're talking about possibly scoring drives. Mark Andrews catches one over the middle. That guy stripped as well.
They were moving, man. They were moving the ball on that drive. And that was a first down. Yeah. He just gets it stripped out, and that's it.
And then, obviously, Lamar buys time, finds likely great throw. They run the flood to the right. You have your best pass catcher in the flat.
Exactly
and
the
then
play they wanted.
Lamar threw it. I mean, I try not to get irritated with dumbass wannabe people. And people talking about, like, that Lamar had to throw a better ball to him and something like that. Get the F out of here.
Okay.
All right? That ball hit him right in the hands.
Yeah.
Right in the hands, and he dropped it. All right? Now, do I think that Josh Allen probably would have led them to a game-winning field goal? I do.
He very well may have. About 90 seconds, right?
Yep.
But
I do.
Who knows?
90 seconds, two timeouts. I do believe that Josh Allen.
I'd like to know.
Yes. But at the same time,
like to know.
He got to catch the damn football. He knows that. And I feel for him because I already know he's going through it. He didn't speak to the media, hasn't spoke to the media yet. I don't blame him for that either. But listening to Lamar after the damn, at his pressers, like, I'm just tired of it. This dude wants to win so bad because he knows the narrative around him. It's the Peyton Manning all over again. I played in the era with Peyton Manning when Peyton couldn't beat Tom, and Peyton couldn't get to that next level or get to that AFC championship game and eventually win it. Lamar's right there.
Yep.
There's nothing else in a regular season he can do anymore.
That's true.
People judge him by that upper echelon.
He's now only
which
judged
they
on,
should.
Yeah, that's right.
They should.
But if it is the Peyton thing, great. It took him 9 years to do it. He did it, and now everybody talks about how great his career was.
Yes.
No one, like, that's the thing about it is everyone talks about Lamar and these absolutes as if his career is now over.
He's 28 years old.
No, he's just in the prime of it.
Yes.
He's going to have barring injury or whatever, but he's going to have a whole bunch more bites at the apple. And eventually, I don't know if it's going to happen for him or not. It's really hard to win the Super Bowl in the NFL. I think he's got as good of a chance as anybody does outside of Patrick Mahomes because they have a better chance than everybody does.
Because of him,
and they win it all the time. But he's got a great chance to do it. I don't know if he will or not. I hope he does. But, I mean, he's great. He's 28. He's in the middle of it.
Yeah, but you look at the four AFC quarterbacks. It's Patrick. It's Josh. It's Lamar. And it's Joe.
Yeah.
All right? And It's about them four.
Right.
I'm sure I might be missing over somebody. And they're all great.
They're all great.
And they're all young.
They're all young.
And they're all in their prime.
And only one of them has a Super Bowl because he's better than everybody.
Pat might have four damn rings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like in an era with those guys.
Yes, with those guys, this guy is the guy of the guy.
Yeah, that's among the many arguments that there are for him. That's another one.
And that was the thing with Peyton. Tom.
It's Tom.
It was Tom.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady and the damn Patriots.
What are you going to do? It's like all the people that played in Jordan's era. They were all really good.
They were some great players.
They were great. They should have done what Hakeem did, take advantage of the retirement.
They were great, great
players.
They all
missed their opportunity. Hakeem didn't miss that opportunity. He said, I'm taking both of them.
Hell yeah.
Taking both of them.
You know what that banner say in Houston? It says world champion. They don't say world champion because Michael Jordan was playing. They say world champion.
Who gives a damn? They took advantage. You better hope Mahomes goes to play baseball. Because otherwise, you know what I mean? Damn AFC Championship every single year. That means two of those guys don't make the AFC Championship game every single year. Every year. The two of the best quarterbacks we've seen. It's crazy. All right. We'll come back. Justin Thomas is going to join us. PGA Tour golfer. Member of the Atlanta Drive. An Atlanta athlete now. Starting tonight. We'll ask him about that. We'll ask him about the TGL and everything. Excited about tonight. They're taking on the New York Golf Club. This is one of the storied rivalries of the league. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I get it. Well done. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 7 minutes or so away from the back page with Bo. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Tonight is the debut of the Atlanta Drive. I know we're in week three of the TGL now. Tiger made his debut last week. We're tuning in to watch that. Obviously, the first match a couple weeks ago, everybody tuned in for that as well. Tonight, the Atlanta Drive make their debut, and they're taking on the New York Golf Club. Happy to welcome Justin Thomas as we get ready for tonight. Justin, thanks for taking the time today. How are you?
What up, JT?
How are we doing, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Doing well, man. Looking forward to tonight. I'm interested. I mean, you played in a million golf tournaments. You won like $1 million on Sunday coming in second at the American Express. So you've been in a lot of like match day, game day preparation stuff. How does today compare to maybe like a Sunday when you're in the mix?
It's totally and completely different. I've never been sitting on my couch at 12:45 watching the Australian Open tennis while it's honestly so early to even start thinking about the match tonight. So I go to bed pretty early, so I'm kind of wondering around 8:15 if my body clock's going to be okay of me out there playing golf.
Well, I got a question because you're playing on the simulator and all those things, and I'm pretty sure you have one of those. How is it going to be? Is it any difference between maybe the one you have at your home and the one you're going to play on tonight?
I do not have one. I'm very fortunate of living in Florida. I don't need it necessarily.
All right, you just have a real golf course. That sounds cool.
I also know myself, and I think if I had one, I would do more harm than good of me trying stuff out. But it's obviously different, right? I mean, that's the end of the day. Like, this is extremely competitive. We all want to win. We all want to beat each other, and we're all having fun, but it's also, you know, this isn't Augusta. This isn't a U.S. Open. Like, these isn't real greens or like, the balls are going to take funky bounces. The ball may not do exactly, you know, perfect every single time, but, like, it is what it is. Like, we're all dealing with the same stuff, right? And, but it's mind-blowing how just the technology and, like, you know, the ball is curving by the time it hits the screen, and, like, it's, you know, you're still, like, I've done a couple practice sessions, and, like, you know, you're still trying to obviously hit your numbers, and, like, you have to aim way more than you do in a simulator normal when it's right in front of you. Just kind of, at least for me, I feel like you just kind of hit. Mm-hmm. But the screen's so far in front of you, you have to aim and actually give it a little bit more thought. So it's you know, it's different, but an adjustment for all of us. But it's very very, very cool.
Justin Thomas joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, pro golfer, member of the Atlanta Drive as well, as they make their debut tonight against the New York Golf Club. I know one of the features, and we've seen it a little bit, but one of the features is, you know, it's three guys. It's in the intimate setting of the arena as opposed to a golf course. Everybody's mic'd up. Like, how willing are you to kind of let the other guys have it a little bit as you guys are competing tonight?
Extremely. I probably enough to the point where like I need to remind myself that I'm on live television. I say some things sometimes where even I'm like, dude, like, you know, that's your friend. I don't know why, like, you don't need to say things like that to them, but it's all in good fun. And I never mean any harm of it. It's just, I don't know, for some reason, my brain works very sarcastically and likes to have fun in situations and settings like that. So I'm willing to stay on the appropriate line on the side of that, but it'll be good fun, and we'll definitely be some needling and competitiveness.
Do they give you any guidelines as far as that goes? Like, you guys are out there competing, whatever, trash talking. It's on ESPN, so the FCC, mm-hmm. right? Like, is there any sort of conversation about, like, here's the line a little bit?
No, I mean, I haven't had any of that. I mean, obviously, I haven't played, but we still have had enough conversation with them where I would think that they would have told us that if so, but
yeah, good.
No, I mean, I think their big thing is they just want us to be, they want us to be us. I think the more that, as you all know, the more that they would try to force that on us, the less natural and obvious it would be. So, you know, we just kind of go out there and do our thing, I'd say.
Now, which of the three are you going to give to the most, though? Because obviously Ricky and Matt and Cameron, but I mean, obviously there's got to be one that you're just waiting to just needle more than another.
Well, I mean, I know Rick the most, and I'm closest with him, so he will probably be on the receiving end of the majority of it. But it's also, he's so nice and such a good friend that, like, I feel guilty if I do too much. So
right.
He's it could be tough, and they're all very different, you know. It's like Cam and Matt are kind of quiet. So, and Cam, I mean, I think the world of his game, and but he's almost like so quiet, he scares me a little bit. Like,
uh-oh.
I think he could just straight pick me up and throw me if he wanted, so I may have to tiptoe around that. And Matt just kind of does his thing in golf, and he doesn't necessarily feel the need to say too much. So maybe the instincts will come out, and we'll see. But Rick is definitely at the top of the list at the moment.
I'll tell you, if that happens, if Cam Young body slams you tonight, you guys will go viral. That'll probably be really good for the social media.
Yeah, we'll go viral, all right.
Yeah. Let me ask you this final one for me, and we're looking forward to tonight. But it's, you know, you're the Atlanta Drive. We're on Atlanta Sports Radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what makes you guys as a team representative of Atlanta?
Well, obviously, you know, it's been great to be involved and really getting to know, you know, Mr. Arthur Blank. Like, he's been awesome, and I've been mind blown. I've heard a lot of stories, and he's always been very supportive and involved in golf in different ways. But just getting to know him, especially since Atlanta Drive has started, but of how gracious and nice he is to everybody that's involved with us. You know, it's like I've heard stories of, you know, if you're involved in the Falcons and you're involved in his foundation, whatever. I mean, obviously PGA Superstore, Home Depot, whatever it is, like he treats you as his own. And he immediately, from the first time I truly spent time with him, you know, any of my friends, family that were there, he treated them immediately the same that, you know, he did myself and anybody else in the room. And that, I thought that was pretty cool, especially somebody in his position. He definitely doesn't need to do that. But, you know, everything that I had heard about him has been more than true. And he's kind of given us, you know, Atlanta, I guess, ties, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely more interested in Falcons games than I used to be because of him.
That makes sense. Justin, we appreciate
it, JP.
Good luck tonight.
Good night, man. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Justin Thomas there, pro golfer. Remember the Atlanta Drive?
I don't have a stick. I thought everybody had one.
I would have thought so.
I would have thought everybody would have
one. I mean, it rains in Florida sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
But he lives on probably, what, hole 17 or something?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Probably, I probably never even heard of it. You know? Some secret course only professional golfers get to live at. But it'd be fun tonight. Atlanta making their debut in the TGL tonight, taking on the golf club. New York Golf Club's 0-1.
So yeah, I saw that.
They need this one. Time for them.
Is it... Never mind. I'll ask questions later. Like, is it single elimination, double elimination?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll tune in tonight and we'll find out.
We will watch.
Yeah, we'll watch. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Every day at this, well, a little later than normal, but, you know, Justin Thomas, you understand. Hey, Bo, how are you?
Hey, and, you know, hey, me personally, I think TGL is pretty cool. I think mainly because I'm fascinated with the whole – I love simulated golf.
Yeah.
I go to Good Game all the time, you know, and they have simulated courses on there too. So, yeah, I just want to go do it.
Me too.
So whenever they open it up for people to plan vacations around, I'm down. And I'll put a few $100 on just going to play around there. I think it'd be just that much fun.
All right. Like Tibet?
No, on admission.
Oh, like, God. Okay.
Permission to do it.
I just go to Florida with y'all. Yeah, we could all go. I just go to Florida.
Yeah, sure. I think they sell drinks in there.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Oh, no.
No, we don't have to bet. I just want to go play.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to, the easy way on that is just bet against me every time I make a shot, especially if I'm playing with Andy. I mean, that's, come on.
That's what I was saying. You want to bet a couple $100?
No, I'm good.
Let's do it.
Unless I get my handicap.
Okay.
Then we can talk, maybe. So there was four pretty decent games over the weekend in the NFL. Got some audio from three of them. So the first one, Chiefs-Texans on ESPN. The ESPN NFL Live crew was there doing pregame. They had a special guest star talking about how good Patrick Mahomes is.
There's times where I watch Pat play, and it's hard to be in the same position. my 7-year-old son Cooper, and I'll say,
you've done all right, man.
The same position. Yeah. I feel like he's playing a different sport. It's like he knows the future. He knows that that D-end is going to be there, and he spins out of it. The field vision, the ease with which he plays, the game looks slow to him. In big moments, he plays it kind of like your brother, plays it like he's in the schoolyard. I think they practice that way. Yeah. It shows in the way they play when the lights come on.
Cooko Chains there, giving a little
he was very good.
Little pregame.
He was good.
He was very good.
He's very well spoken.
He was very cold.
Yeah.
He's very cold.
Yeah.
But he's very good. He's very good.
Not surprisingly.
No.
I mean, look, he knows what it is. He's prepping for what's next.
Yeah.
He might have some more football in him. Who knows? Who knows what next year is going to be? But what's next after that is probably going to be doing that, and he's going to be good at it.
Seemed like kind of like a tryout maybe that they were
Yeah, you see guys do this.
They always have guys like
that. Now, they would take a lot to entice him to retire, though, because if he retires, he's going to get the money.
Yeah, no, he's not
going to. He ain't retired.
I'm not saying he's retiring. Yeah. No. Somebody's going to have to want him to play quarterback for him next year, and someone probably will.
Yes.
I will say, like, that's a good self-deprecating, like, you know. But it's just a little bit like, yeah, me too, Kirk. Me too.
Yeah.
I also find it hard to believe that you guys play the same position. You know, they literally made the same amount of money this year. They have the same salary this season.
Quite different results there.
Different results. Yeah, one's still playing, one's not. So,
So after Commanders-Lions, Tom Brady gets a hold of Jaden Daniels. What a freaking player this guy is, though. But we all know Tom Brady has his LFG player of the game. Well, here he is trying to give it to Jaden Daniels.
And today's LFG player of the game, who else? Jaden Daniels, what a performance. Almost 300 yards passing to go on the road against the number one ranked team in your conference. How are you able to rise up today and make every great decision in every big moment, whether it was a zone read, a pass? How did that come about today for you, Jaden?
I mean, first, I want to ask you what LFG stands for.
It's inappropriate. Well, it's a family-friendly program.
I love it.
Well done, Jaden.
I love it. I love it.
At least you weren't shy about it.
I mean, if you're going to call it that, you know?
Hold on. Jaden's with 21? You don't know what that means?
He knows what it means.
My old ass knows what it means.
He knows what it means.
Oh.
He just wanted to put Tom on blast.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great.
Do you really think he knows what it means?
Yes. He better know what it means.
Was he trying to get Tom to say it?
Yeah.
I'm surprised Tom didn't say it.
Yeah. He was trying to get Tom to say it.
I'm surprised he didn't say it.
Yeah.
That's Tom Brady, man.
LFG.
One last one for you.
Why did it took him so long to – was he not paying attention?
What do you mean?
Oh, okay. Sorry. I think I misunderstood what the clip was. I get it. Got it. The question took 90 seconds.
Oh, it did. Yes, it was a very long question.
I was like, is he
done?
Is he stalling? Like, is Jaden not listening? What's happening? I was okay.
He may not. There might have been some kind of delay there from studio to because he's not there live with. Well, no, he was live when I'm on the field. I think
card game,
sometimes he's not, but he has him on the TV. So anyway, here's Philadelphia Mayor Cheryl Parker trying to sing a song.
Let me hear you all say E-L-G-F-E-S-O.
Dang it.
Damn, Cheryl.
Ouch.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
Practice it first.
Damn, Cheryl.
Far be it from me to make fun of someone's
ever
spelling,
in life.
Because I'm not a good speller.
I'm not a good speller either. But.
But I would have practiced.
I would have
had it written down or something like that.
Oh, man. E-L.
E-L. Sure. Yeah. Because I think nerves.
Right. But you know how to spell it. So it's not a spelling issue. You can't ever have been a real Eagles fan. like it's showcasing not the fact that you can't spell, but the fact that you're not a real Eagles fan more than anything.
Oh, no, man. I know my little niece, Wave, she's 5, and she her dad is an Eagles fan, and she always walks around and sings that song. And so I'm thinking, if my 5-year-old niece can do – and I'm not saying Cheryl is not, you know, qualified to be the mayor of Philadelphia. I don't want to come off as that
guy. That'd be a hell of a leap if you were.
Damn. Damn, Cheryl. How many people was she addressing?
The funny thing is it brought up, because there's that great video of a lady from years ago also trying to spell it on the news, and she got it even worse than Cheryl did. Like, yeah, I don't know, man. Spelling in public's hard.
Spelling stuff out loud is very difficult.
And math. Anytime you're trying to do math or spelling live.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Singing. I agree with that.
Well, yeah, just you got to practice it.
Damn, right? Cheryl.
Write it on your palm or something, you know what I mean? Have a little cheat sheet. You got to be ready for that situation. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day. Ohio State is national champion. Once again, first 12-team playoffs is in the books. We'll react to all that coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.